Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, depending upon when you're listening to this, and welcome to my podcast. My name's Scott Anderson. Today, a little bit about cicadas. I'm going to share in the comments, not the comments, actually I'll share in the actual post, if you're interested, a recording of the cicada noise as I was walking yesterday. It's rather loud, all told. It's a lot louder than you would think. And it's not really something that, you know, you ultimately really enjoy, right? You're walking outside trying to relax, trying to reflect on life and the things that you have to get done. And in the end, all you hear is cicadas. So that's kind of where, you know, things have been the last couple of days as the cicadas kind of explode around us and kind of get louder and louder and louder and louder. I did notice when I walked by a tree, there were probably, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 cicadas in the tree that I could visibly see. And I also noticed that there was a raven, wasn't even trying to eat them. I suspect he was so full or she was so full of cicadas at that point that all the raven could do, honestly, was just say, you know, I can't take any more. I'm done eating cicadas now. I have cicaded my fill. I have overindulged in cicadas. So kind of watching the raven. The raven looked at me like, you know, help yourself. There's plenty. Which I didn't, which is kind of my end state today, is talking a little bit about the fact that I'm watching the news last night, and we watch the news frequently on the weekends, try to stay involved, stay aware, but mostly to prep for the weather of the week. You know, and I'll sadly say to our weather forecaster, a drop of 4 to 5 degrees is not a big chill, cool off, you know, cooling down period. That's actually sadly just pretty much as warm as it has been. We're supposed to get down to 78 on Tuesday this week and then back down to 75 on Friday or Saturday. So it's a, you know, things moving along, as it were, reality, because frankly that's not warm, that's still hot. That's not a cool down, 4 degrees. But anyway, watching the news, and they were talking about the fact that there was a company in the Washington DC area that actually has been deep frying cicadas, catching them, deep frying them, and then covering them in chocolate and sprinkles. And you know, I would have been willing to try one, but, you know, first of all, cicadas are free, right? You can find them anywhere. They're all over the place. You just got to catch them. This place was actually covering them in chocolate and sprinkles, as I said, but charging $18 for 12 of them. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, where the cost basis is for that kind of overcharging, because honestly, you know, I can go get 50 cicadas, so, you know, should I charge, you know, should I cover them in a Hershey bar and basically say, okay, you know, come enjoy, you know, it's only $18 for the first 12 you eat. You know, second 12 you eat, it's only $14. Yeah, it's cheap. You know, I suspect the ravens would say, boy, if you charge me $18 to eat cicadas, yeah, I'm going to fly to a different town and eat them somewhere else. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast.